Today's podcast features an article from Discern Magazine.
Choose carefully. The power of faith-filled friendships. Friendship is a gift, but are your closest relationships helping you grow in faith? Faith-filled friends can help us build lasting spiritual strength. By Monica Ebersole. Under the shadow of a foreboding golden image, three friends stood before the king, faced with a terrifying question. Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up? Daniel 3, verse 14. It was a matter of life and death. But in their collective faith, they had the courage to say, "Our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O King." Verse 17. Friends in the fire. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego faced the ultimate test of faith, and we know how the story ends. Though they were willing to give their lives, God delivered them from the fiery furnace, proving his power to the king and all of Babylon. But God did something else for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego long before he delivered them from the flames of the furnace. As the three young men prepared to face this trial, and other trials that preceded it, God granted them a very powerful gift. Companions who shared their faith. While forced to live in a foreign land amongst people whose beliefs were in direct opposition to their own, they had each other. And while each of these young men demonstrated faith individually, they each undoubtedly benefited from the other's resolve to remain committed to God even in such daunting circumstances. These young friends and the faith they demonstrated are a testament to the powerful truth revealed in Ecclesiastes 4, verses 9 through 12. Two are better than one, for if they fall, one will lift up his companion. Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. As the crowd bowed before the golden image, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood side by side. Strengthened by each other, they held their faith firm. Their threefold cord was not broken. David and Jonathan. A friendship rooted in faith. When it comes to deep, meaningful relationships, few compare to the friendship between David and Jonathan. We're told that Jonathan loved him as his own soul, 1 Samuel 18, verse 1. Yet Jonathan had every reason to dislike David. David's successes made Jonathan's father, Saul, look at him as an enemy and a threat to Jonathan's future, 1 Samuel 20, verse 31. But Jonathan didn't let these things consume him as Saul did. Jonathan had faith in God, and this faith allowed him to see what his father could not. In the midst of a challenging situation that could have pulled them apart, David and Jonathan's friendship flourished. Not only did Jonathan remain loyal to David, even while his father was persecuting David, he also used his faith to encourage David during this long and disheartening trial. So David saw that Saul had come out to seek his life. Then Jonathan, Saul's son, arose and went to David in the woods and strengthened his hand in God. And he said to him, "Do not fear, for the hand of Saul my father shall not find you. You shall be king over Israel, and I shall be next to you." 1 Samuel 23, verses 15 through 17. Jonathan was a wonderful friend to David, but it wasn't just his loyalty that made him such a valuable companion. Jonathan truly believed that God had big plans in store for David and would deliver him from Saul. Jonathan's faith enabled him to support David in a profound way. He didn't just offer comfort through kind words. He strengthened David with the truth of God. For David, this friendship wasn't merely a comfort. It was a lifeline. The impact of Jonathan's faith stayed with David for the rest of his life, and he honored Jonathan by caring for his son. Spiritual compatibility, a vital ingredient in the most meaningful friendships. There's no question that these friendships, and the many others found throughout Scripture, deeply impacted the lives of those involved. But why were they recorded for us? What can we glean from these relationships as we seek to build our own friendships? There are many important qualities to look for in a potential friend: loyalty, trustworthiness, dependability, supportiveness, sense of humor, and shared interests are just a few of the many traits that we subconsciously search for when getting to know others. But how often do we stop to consider spiritual compatibility? As we face trials and hardships, can we look around and find friends who not only encourage us in our walk with Christ, but are also pursuing Christ with their whole heart? We recognize the importance of faithful friends, but what about faith-filled friends? Friends who will be faithful to God no matter what. Biblical examples challenge us to reflect on our own lives. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and David and Jonathan shared something profound, a friendship grounded in mutual faith. While there were many factors that contributed to the strength of these relationships, it was ultimately their shared trust in God that laid the foundation of their deep bond. What about us? Do we have friends whose example we can lean on and learn from? If we find that we are lacking this type of faith-filled friendship, how do we foster these relationships? Building friendships founded on mutual faith. Ask for God's help. One of our Creator's many admirable traits is His willingness to help us in every aspect of our lives. While asking for help and finding like-minded believers may seem too small a favor to ask, it isn't. God cares about the type of influences we have in our lives, and He will guide us toward people who love His word and desire to obey His law just as much as we do, if we ask. Exercise your power to choose. Proverbs 12, verse 26 offers a vital piece of wisdom. The righteous should choose his friends carefully. It's easy to settle for convenient friendships with others at school or work, but that may leave us without the deep, faith-centered connections that we truly need. Be intentional. We don't have to settle for relationships that slow or, worse, hinder our spiritual growth. The Christian walk is a lifelong journey, and we need the right companions along the way. This may mean stepping outside of our normal social circles, but the reward will be well worth the effort. Look for mentors. We may not always think to view friendship through the lens of mentorship, but there's tremendous value in choosing friends whose spiritual character we admire and aspire to emulate. Just as the right mentors can help us grow in specific areas of life, friends who serve as spiritual mentors can help us refine our character and deepen our faith. The relationship between Paul and Timothy is a powerful example of spiritual mentorship in action. The books of 1 and 2 Timothy offer a meaningful glimpse into a friendship marked by growth, guidance, and deep mutual affection. Don't lose heart. While some friendships may last a lifetime, many people come into our lives only for a season. Relationships can ebb and flow, and it's normal to feel alone during difficult or uncertain circumstances. The prophet Elijah felt the exact same way. Even after witnessing God defeat the prophets of Baal, Elijah battled feelings of isolation, fearing that he was the only faithful person left. "I alone am left, and they seek to take my life." 1 Kings 19, verse 10. But God reassured him that he was not alone. Verse 18. Feeling alone doesn't mean we actually are. In time, God will bring us back into fellowship with friends who share our beliefs and whose example we can look to for strength. Be the faith-filled friend you'd like to have. Seeking to establish meaningful, faith-filled friendships without first being a faith-filled friend simply doesn't work. We must ensure that our own faith and conduct reflect the same standards we hope to find in others. When we let our light shine, we can help bolster others' faith just as they help bolster ours. As iron sharpens iron. God calls each of us to walk by faith. We can't rely on someone else's faith to carry us through. Yet as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego so powerfully demonstrated, having friends who share our beliefs and commitment to God is one of the greatest gifts that He gives us. Like David and Jonathan, when faithful people choose each other in friendship, the spiritual impact is mutual and lasting. As iron sharpens iron, let us seek friendships that strengthen our faith as we strive to do the same for others. Proverbs 27, verse 17.
Thanks for listening. For more information from today's featured article, visit lifehopeandtruth.com.